friends of mine. Smell my beer farts and get ready to listen to some hot music and insane comedy. This is Radio FU, the place to be when you need to freak. What's going on, you freaks out there?
Hey, what's up?
As my soon-to-be, hopefully soon-to-be, friend of mine, Tim Henson, that hosts the Distorted View Daily Show.
You'll never be friends.
Make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah.
Distorted View Daily.
Distorted View.
You can go to distortedviewdaily.com.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
But, you know, I hope I got a bunch of freaks from him. He's going to send me some of those
freaks
of his.
Freaks,
you know,
freaks.
So I can get some more listeners here. Anyhow, I'm going to start off with a, how about a nasty recipe?
Food for thought.
What do you think, Squid?
I'm kind of hungry anyhow.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Well, this one is going to be for someone who's, you know, doesn't have a lot of money.
I don't have any money.
And they're really hungry.
I'm hungry.
And when you're really hungry, you'll eat anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, almost anything.
You know,
you're
going to
sit down and eat a pile of dog shit with a glass of cat piss for washing it down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, to check this out, y'all know Top Ramen, right? You know the stuff in the
top
package?
Ramen. Top Ramen.
You know, it's a hard thing of noodles with a little spice packet in there.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
This is what you do. Check this out.
Okay.
Throw in some boiling water, depending on how hungry you are. You know, if you want two packages, that's like a big full plate.
Okay.
And one package is, you know, a small snack.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you're really hungry.
Yeah.
Put two packages in some water, boil it, right?
Yeah.
And you all know how to boil.
Yeah.
You know how to boil, Squid?
Yeah, I know how to boil. Come on, you're an asshole.
Well, I'm just asking.
Nah, don't
Anyhow.
Ask. Fuck you.
Okay, so you boil the water.
Bitch.
And get it boiling. It takes like 3 minutes to do this, you know, boiling crap. And the noodles are done.
They're
fucking done so fast, man. Those Asians, they just know
That's
you
right.
want to eat quick.
Bicycles.
Bungaya.
Hiya. Kung fu.
So anyways, okay, so we strain now. Strain the freaking noodles.
Strain them.
Put them aside.
Strain the noodles.
And get the, see, I'm not even thinking here.
Yeah,
I forgot all about
your
the
voice
can.
Again. You, can't
you need
talk.
A can of tuna as well. And some mayonnaise. I know this sounds gross, but you'll trip. Now, so you get the can of tuna. You already have that open, so open it up. Drain it.
Yeah.
Drain it. Drain it.
That's too many times, dude.
I didn't say it too many times.
Yes, you did.
Drain it.
And then you did it again.
And then scoop all that into the pot that you were just cooking in. Grab the mayonnaise. See, I'm getting all hungry myself.
He's a fat bit,
all right.
Don't worry.
So you scoop in the tuna.
Live off the fat in
and
your belly.
Then you get yourself some mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And, you know, little, two tablespoons full. You know, something that'll kill you.
My
you know, give you real cholesterol problems. Dump that
fucking
in there.
Mayonnaise.
Turn the pot back on. Start fork, you know, with the fork, smashing up the tuna so it's a little flaky.
Who came up with
and
this?
Then throw in the noodles. And start stirring it around real good.
Okay. Right.
Now, I'm telling you, especially if you broke up the noodles before, which I didn't tell you,
you
like an idiot.
Yeah,
shut up. Anyways, you just scoop that all up, throw it on a plate, go sit down with a glass of whatever the hell you want to drink. I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Watch some TV, porn, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I want to watch
You're
while
good.
I eat.
When you taste that, you'll love it. And for you people that don't have enough money to buy a can of tuna, use the seasoning packet.
Ooh.
Don't use the seasoning packet if you're going to use the tuna.
Ugh.
So it's kind of like a tuna casserole in 3 minutes.
Right.
But if you don't have enough money, 69 cents or whatever for
poor.
A can of tuna, just use the seasoning packet, mayonnaise, and the noodles, and you're all good.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
That's my disgusting noodle casserole, especially if you're
starving. Food for thought.
Okay.
Oh.
So, let's move on.
Okay. So... Who the fuck came up with this shit anyhow?
Well,
is that
I
you that came up with it?
Yeah, of course.
And when was this?
When I was like 15. Yeah, back then, we didn't have anything to eat, really.
Oh,
well,
fucking
you know,
poor bastard.
I won't go deep into that. There was
Why?
Food in
Come
the refrigerator,
on.
But it seemed kind of being for rabbits, not humans, if
what?
You know what I mean. Health freak.
No wonder you're
so,
as fucked
you know,
up as you are.
I would get those... Have my friends over, you know, and all these gang members, and
what?
Be sitting there smoking up some doobies, getting real hungry.
Yeah.
What you got to eat us in?
Whoa.
I'd be like, I got some shit right here. Let me make this for you.
Let me make you some noodles and tuna.
Black ball, and I can cook.
Yeah.
With no money.
You're crazy.
So you know that's how it came about.
You're fucking.
I mean, don't you think that's pretty good? Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's all right, I guess. Uh-huh. I don't want to eat that.
Well, I think it's pretty damn good. No, anyways, let's
fine.
Really move
fuck,
on.
I don't care.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. A minute of stupid jokes.
Theater Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Okay, we're on the lighter side. Let's have something, you know, make us a little more happy. You ready to do some jokes, Grid?
Yeah,
we got like
definitely.
1 minute.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with one for me, okay?
Okay.
Cool. I'm sure everybody's heard this one, but let's try it out.
Okay.
Okay. Wonder Woman is on top of her building, sunbathing nude.
Oh, yeah.
And Superman happens to be flying by. Have you heard this one?
No.
Okay. So Superman happens to be flying by, and he looks down, and he sees her naked.
Ooh,
going,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you know, screw it.
I do it.
You hit that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Anyhow, remember the old Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the show and the
black hair,
whatever.
Spinning around.
Oh, my God. What was her name? Never mind.
Yeah,
so anyways, so Superman thinks to himself, you know, I could fly down there at super speed.
Yeah.
Fuck her at super speed and be gone at super speed and she'd never even know it.
Damn.
That's pretty tight.
That's pretty damn tight.
Anyhow, he goes, I think I'll do it.
Okay.
So he flies down there super speed, fucks her really good, and splits.
Damn.
As Wonder Woman goes, what the hell was that?
Oh my God.
And the Invisible Man goes, I don't know, but my butt sure hurts.
Nasty. You're nasty.
I hope you found it as amusing as I do.
Oh my God. I gotta
whatever I just said.
I gotta take a shit.
Anyways, okay. Let's move on to the next thing.
Dude.
How about if we play a little music here?
Okay.
Another track. I know the last show we were actually playing more music than talking, but
yeah.
I don't know. We just try to go with the flow as it shows.
You know?
Or whatever.
Yeah, what
you know,
you
I don't even know what
about?
I'm talking about, but
yeah,
who gives
know.
A crap?
So,
yeah, let's see what we got here. Hold on a second. Okay. Right here. How about,
We
were talking about Tim Henson's Distorted View Daily Show.
Distorted View.
Let's play his promo plug.
Yeah.
Tim Henson searches for love. What is it?
Can't
quite get a grip on it.
Would he grip on what?
Oh, whatever. I don't care. Let's play, all right? You heard it here on Radio FU.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents
Tim Henson Looks for Love.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you married or do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes, I have. I'm not married, but I have a girlfriend.
Oh. Is she pretty?
I think she will, but it's not in the time.
Yeah, she's not pretty right now.
Can you believe the script?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
so
sometimes they blossom, sometimes they don't, and then you kick them to the curb. Do you think the usher?
Sorry, can I tap with you?
Have you ever had a three-way?
Huh?
Have you ever been with two people at once?
Oh, no.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I'm a little bit traditional, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have the two girls with
my
me,
dick
you
is
know,
too small.
Or two men with the girl. One girl is my
Let
favorite.
Me ask you about a Cleveland steamer.
It's 10 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Come for the news of the weird. Stay for the audio pornography.
What?
It's the Distorted View Show.
Distorted View Show. Yeah.
The American men are all typical crazy nuts and confused. What the
yeah, that's it. There's my mother.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Visiting us.
Tell her
that's
to go.
Crazy.
Tell her to go.
She just wants to come around and tell us when we're bad and all
I'm
the things
bad.
That men do. And da, 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 da. You know how the crazy German lady can be.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's the crazy German lady.
Yeah.
That's my mother.
Yeah, not mine.
Gotta call her that. To that. You know, so, anyways, hope you enjoyed that little bit from The Story of You Daily.
The Story of You. I love it. That was great.
I liked it.
He's a little crazy, though, you know.
What would you say?
Said he's a little, you heard me, he's a little crazy.
Yeah, well, we can't all be like you, man. Perfect, huh?
I'm not perfect. Come on.
Anyways.
Okay.
All right. Well, the next thing I want to do. You ready? Okay. The next thing I want to do. Okay, real quick. I think we're going to end the show with this, but I don't have anything like news to tell you. I don't
but we
have
will.
Any emails from anybody.
And we have some, but
I got a couple.
Yeah, tell them.
We don't want to read those.
Yeah, they're bad.
never mind. I'll explain some other time. But definitely send us some emails.
Yes, please.
To radioeffu at gmail.com. And always be on the lookout for new shows.
Yeah, always look for them, please.
And well, here, we're going to do this last little bit. I've come up with an idea.
Yeah.
You know, you lived in apartments. I'm sure a lot of people out there, you know, that are listening to the show lived in apartments. You lived in an apartment before, haven't you, Skrid?
Oh, of course.
You know, and there's always one fucking lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
is just, boy. You know, beyond belief.
Yeah, see, I know about this.
We're going to make this, you know, part of the show, and I'm going to try to find different people and what they call them, like nicknames for them, and what they do.
Yeah.
And you know, and see maybe if we could even maybe help them solve some of their problems. You know, see if they can have a better way of life in their apartment.
So. Oh my god.
Okay, well, I'll give you one right now.
Oh yeah.
I live in California. Okay.
California.
And I'm telling you right now where I live in Culver City. In this one complex, which I'll leave unnamed.
What the fuck
there
do you
is in my building a woman we will call the Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that this person has been stalking me and man, probably 20 other people in the building for the last 30 years.
Are you
Not
kidding me?
Not me personally for 30 years, but oh my god, if you knew some of the information on this, you'd get mad, man. You want to shoot this person. So yeah, the Dragon Lady. What do you think of that? Why don't you email me at radioeffu@gmail.com and let me know what you think of that name. And what should you do about a 62-year-old woman named the Dragon Lady who harasses you, calls you names, and screams at you, and falls you up and down the hallways, and says that you scratched her car, and you've never done any of that?
Oh my god, I feel bad.
Tell me what you would do, listeners, please, because I need some help with this one.
Should have told me about
it. So, I think I'm going to leave you on that note. What do you think, sir? Is that good enough for the show today, or should we play him a song?
Well, we could play a
one song. Yeah. All right, well, we'll play you one song, and then we're going to be out of here.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. All right.
Give us some good.
Oh, yeah, I got this perfect song. This is going to be an instrumental, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You can never find anything. You're so unorganized.
No, I know. I got it.
Yeah,
anyways,
right. Okay.
This one's strangely titled. Deep Space Ass.
What?
That's quite interesting, but it doesn't seem to match the track.
I'm thinking of all kinds of things now.
Talk to Chris D about that.
Ooh,
by
Chris
the way, that is
who
makes this who made this track. Yeah, I know you love them, Skrid.
So fucking you.
We will have more artists soon. We actually have a couple of different artists sending in some stuff right now over email. So the next show, I promise you, we'll have some different styles besides Chris D.
Yeah.
So, but enjoy this one. It's pretty cool, and it'll give you a nice mellow way to end the evening if you're listening in the evening.
Light some candles.
So, all right. You enjoy it, and here it is.
Do some
Deep
booze.
Space. Ass.
Deep Space Ass.
set up.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
that was
definitely.
It.
It was cool.
Don't you?
Yeah.
That was a good song, though.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It definitely was good.
Everybody out there?
Yeah.
All you freaks out there from Distorted View.
I'm a
and
freak.
Everybody that listens to Radio FU.
FU.
Send us your emails at radioeffu@gmail.com. And we'll get right back to you before we read some of your shit on the air. So, send it to us. All right. Peace out.